Have you ever seen your comedian friend walk out on stage wearing an ascot and carrying a pipe and demanding to be called a distinguished author? I have. Ladies and gentlemen, his brand new book is out this week, Your Dad Stole My Rake and Other Family Dilemmas, Mr. Tom Papa, author and comedian.
How about Tim, everybody? Give Tim a big round of applause. You know, when people were asking me, why did you write a whole book about family, about all about family, and I find it the funniest thing that there is, because it's so unexpected. You don't really go into it with any knowledge of what's going to happen to you. You're either born into it, and you're stuck with those people, and then you decide, I'm going to make my own, and you have no idea what's in store. I mean, romance is the thing that starts your whole relationship. It's just that chemistry between you and your partner. It's just pure romance. But then after 10 years of mortgage payments and dead pets and living relatives and mortgages, there's no time for romance. You ultimately become business partners in a horrible nonprofit organization. So how do you not write about that? This next essay is all about mealtime with your children. It's entitled, Welcome to Plain Pasta. Can I take your order? Feeding children is the worst. Not the starving ones in distant lands. They'd at least be appreciative. I'm talking about the ones who live in my house. It should be joyful and gratifying when you make something and feed the ones you love. But when the ones you love are under 3 feet tall, that is seldom the case. Feeding your own children is more nerve-wracking than cooking for a cranky New York Times food critic who just had his car towed. My kids don't like anything. They eyeball their plates like an agent on CSI looking for DNA. They see a speck of pepper and they completely shut down. What's that green thing? Why is this different? Mom doesn't make it like this. I'd like to talk to the chef. Oh, you are the chef? Well, you're fired. I honestly don't get it. When I was a kid, I was a garbage can. I ate stuff the dog passed up. If I didn't recognize a food, I didn't ask what it was. I just figured it out by eating it. Liking it was beside the point. I hated Brussels sprouts, but that didn't stop me from eating them. I crammed them into my mouth, washed them down with some milk, and moved on. I was just happy that someone gave me some food. Maybe that's why at 8 years old, I am the same size I am today. I think we give our children too many choices. My kids walk into the house like it's Applebee's and immediately ask to hear about the specials. If they don't like the answer, they let me know about it. And if they hear that their sister does like it, they immediately don't. I tried for years to make them happy. Maybe they'll like this, maybe they'll like that, but nothing worked. When I failed to come up with anything, I thought, maybe if we just don't feed them, they'll get so hungry they'll have to eat what we give them. It could have worked, but my wife doesn't like starving her own children as much as I do. After all these years, I gave up. No more trying to get them to like something new or looking for recipe ideas on the internet and talking to other parents. I'm done trying. From now on, all they get is plain pasta. It's the only meal that never disappoints. It's nothing but starchy noodles with virtually no vitamins or minerals, but they eat it every time, and at this point, that's all I can ask for. If I had the money and the energy and knew anything about business, I would open a restaurant and call it Plain Pasta. Do you realize how popular this would be? Families would be dying to get a table at Plain Pasta. Anyone with a child would be making reservations months in advance, planning their birthday parties and ordering takeout. How happy would kids be in a place where plain pasta was the only item? It's tailor-made for them. Their parents can't suggest that they try the scallops or eat a vegetable because there aren't any. There isn't even a pepper shaker in the place. The parents will be ecstatic too because they won't have to worry about what to feed them. They could skip ordering altogether, walk in, sit down, and whammo. A big bowl of plain pasta is slammed down before them like it's feeding time at the zoo. And by the way, this is not a competition for my other popular restaurant called Chicken Fingers. Yeah, that place is a little more down and dirty. There are no utensils at Chicken Fingers. There aren't even napkins. You pick up your chicken fingers with your hands out of a metal bucket, dip them in one of our 12 dipping sauces, and wipe off your hands on your jeans. There are chairs for the adults, but not at the tables. The parents sit in lounge chairs around the outskirts of the room, drinking beer and wine, while the kids run around the place grabbing chicken, eating what they want, and throwing the rest at their friends. Oh, what sweet irony it would be if I were to become a millionaire from these two restaurants. For years, my kids don't eat a thing I make, and suddenly, here I am feeding the children of the world, a celebrity chef from just two dishes. It could happen. Have you ever realized that your part of the show was over and you decided to head out into the crowd, sign some books at the Ravinia Market, and drink the remaining wine? I have. Thank you all very much.